Now time for locker room check with Morehill Mount Academy boys basketball coach Dan Rapplinger. After a pair of games from last week, coach, we'll go ahead and start off with your first game from last week. That was against Jefferson County North, coming up just short. You guys were so close, unable to get the win, though. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, played really well for three quarters. It was kind of an ugly offensive game for both teams. We had a good little run in the second quarter to give us a 9-point lead at the break, 10-point lead at the third quarter, and really it wasn't just an ultimate collapse. It really just kind of just slowly momentum went from us to them over just a couple of plays, and then we were just a couple of good looks away. We had the looks we needed, just didn't fall for us. And credit to JCN for staying and fighting back to give them the opportunity to win in overtime. So not happy with the result, but it wasn't for a lack of effort and energy. So.
Yeah, as you kind of alluded to, a few plays not going your way. What were some of those key plays that you kind of wish would have went your way?
There was a couple of maybe carelessness turnovers when they were having kind of a little bit of a press, and then we had a couple times where we drove the lane hard. I think we were frustrated not being able to get just one or two baskets, and I think we pressed a little bit, trying to go, you know, to the rim all the way, where we had a couple of opportunities to maybe dish one more pass to get a better look. But that's what happens kind of when you press, and you just don't have the shot falling for you. So 2 points in the fourth quarter were free throws at 4 seconds left. That's tough to win games if you do that.
Very true, but you guys were able to follow that up with a win last night at Oskaloosa, 42-31. Coach, you were able to get a little bit more offense, but your defense still held true.
Yeah, no, we had our defense was really good. Now they were without some of their scoring, which they had some other guys step up and aggressive and got some buckets. But overall, yeah, defense has not been the problem. Every team, I believe, at this stage in the game, is kind of running into what you call heavy or dead late syndrome, where you have just so many practices and so many games just kind of back-to-back-to-back, you know, especially with tournament week a couple weeks ago. So the teams that typically are in the best shape and have the best cardio kind of program, or just their bodies are built that way, I think typically end up having the last strong couple weeks heading into postseason. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So hopefully we can get some of our legs back this week or going into next week, and hopefully have the strength to finish out the season.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough finish for you guys because, of course, as you know, after Friday, the following week, you guys have a game on Valentine's Day on Tuesday, then again a game on Wednesday, and then a game on Friday. So a tough slate there. But before we get to that, let's talk about this Jackson Heights game coming up, an important one against the Cobras.
Yeah, we got to make sure. You know, we haven't been home in a while, so it'll be good to get a home game again. It'll be our last home Friday game. We don't overlook any opponent. I know that they, they beat Valley Falls early in the year. They closed the gap big time with their two games against Effingham, you know, from first result to second result. They have, you know, a pretty good post player in the middle. So they have some guys that you have to be aware of. So as long as we kind of make sure we stick to what we do well, you like to hopefully protect your home ground. But, yeah, definitely not overlooking anybody.
Yeah, and Coach Noel kind of talked about how it's going to be nice to be playing in front of your home crowd. I haven't done that since January 13th. But you only get to do it once before you go on the road for three more road games all next week. So it's going to be a brutal slate for you guys. But I know you guys are up for the challenge. And I appreciate your time here today, as always, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Appreciate your time, Jared. Thank you very much.